The Attorney General, I know. Yes, Mr. President, Attorney General, there you are, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. President. I was calling on this poll tax thing tomorrow. I guess you've got the latest count probably from Larry on...
No, I haven't heard since the other day.
Well, would run about 51-42.
Well, I hope that's right.
I think it's pretty solid, Mr. President. There's one or two that shifted back and forth, but I think that's about right. Now, I spoke to Teddy this morning about withdrawing it, and he told me to speak to Phil Hart. He said his problem on it was all the civil rights leadership plus Javits, he felt he was licked on it, and they couldn't win, that he'd be willing to let it go at that and withdraw, but that he didn't feel the civil rights groups would trust him that much, but they did trust Hart. So I spoke to Phil Hart about it, and I think there is some possibility, I don't know that it's a very good one, but some possibility that they may do that.
Could you offer some little amendment?
Yes. Well, Mike offered him one on Friday, which Teddy said he was sorry he didn't know it was coming, but he couldn't have done anything if he had. He feels locked in on that. Of course, Hart says if the civil rights groups plus Javits will not let him off the hook, he'll be a coward on this. Teddy also said that he would, did promise me this, that if they were licked on it, that he would get right up and make a speech at that point about the small differences that existed and about how he would lead the way on the whole civil rights thing, which I think would be helpful.
That's good. Okay. God bless you. I know I cry for you, but...
Well, I'm sorry to have gotten you into a silly kind of position. I don't know where we would have gotten you out of it, but you're in it. I talked to Governor Dewey, and I think he's interested in doing that. He wanted a day.
Wonderful.
Think about it. And said he had talked with a couple of his partners. That usually means yes. I don't know whether you want to just wait on that answer or whether...
Why don't you dictate a wire to my girl to send him tonight?
All right, Mr. President.
Wait just a second.
Yes, sir.
Nick, you dictate this wire to her, and then we'll send it to him tonight. And if you can, tell her the law firm or the address or something.
I can. Yes, sir, I can get that. I'll give you that in a minute.
Yes, sir.
This goes to Governor Thomas E. Dewey.
Yes, sir.
Or the Honorable Thomas E. Dewey, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's Root Ballantyne is the law firm, but I will get my secretary to give you that in a minute.
Thank you.
I understand the Attorney General has spoken to you about my great interest in your becoming chairman of my committee with respect to law enforcement and delinquency. Period. As my message to Congress indicated, I regard the problems of seeking earnest and effective solutions.
Is that plural, sir? Solutions?
Yes, solutions.
Yes, sir.
To our crime problems in this country as of the greatest importance. Period. Your reputation and abilities would add immeasurably to the success of this project. I'll get you that address if you hold just 1 minute.
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Right.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm going to have to look that up because we didn't, I just looked up Martindale Hubble to get it, so take me just a minute.
All right. Let me have the initial, if there is one, Thomas something.
Thomas E.
E. Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y.
Governor Thomas E. Dewey.
And the Attorney General said honorable. Well.
Yeah, he is. He's with Dewey, Ballantyne, Bushby, Palmer, and Wood.
Wait, let me take that down. Dewey, Ballantyne, B-A-L-L.
A-N-T-I-N-E.
All right.
Bushby, B-U-S-H-B-Y.
Right.
Palmer.
Uh-huh.
And Wood.
40. All right.
40 Wall Street.
All right.
New York, New York. And the phone is
four.
Digby
4-8-8000.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.